And we are recording, and oh my God, we have a lot to talk about, I feel like, because day eight has been complete, right, guys?
A lot to talk about. I guess you lost your bet also.
No, my bet was that if he puts something,
Oh yeah.
if he puts, so for now, my bet is going so good. Like, my bet was
True.
if Hosh does not wear any covers, suppressors, knee braces, etc., by day five, he finishes the tournament. And like, I
Oh
don't
yeah,
know what to
Sergius
say.
survived,
I don't want to break the spell
yeah.
of what is happening with Hoshoryu at this moment. I'm gonna
Yeah,
tag
man.
Shitayama and Inkaga episode starting. If
Yeah.
you
Also, hi,
guys, hi
Hitoki.
Hitoki, you don't need to
Guys,
speak at all.
today is, if I remember correctly, Champ Chump Draft Day.
Whoop.
Even though we are nowhere close to starting this goddamn Basho because the Gyojis are lazy.
Yeebee. I mean, it gives me more time
I'm
to finish
not.
my Dengeko. It gives me
By
more
the
time to
way,
finish my Dengeko.
By the way, Kai, after the episode, we can spoil if you want, if you have time.
That would be amazing. Yes, please.
I gave Kai
That would
ten
be
seconds,
great.
10 matches a couple days ago, and I think one of the phrases you used were "wine and sumo do not mix."
No, they do not, because I was just like, I was drinking a glass of wine alongside, and I was like, this is not turning very well. I'm losing a
That's
lot.
bad.
But it
Like
was really fun.
when listening to some sumo wrestlers, beer and sumo adds up pretty well. So
Apparently, yeah, I've heard
apparently,
that.
a few wrestler
I think
get
it
a couple drinks before fighting.
was what was it? It was Daihisho? Daihi? No. Daikiho from Miyagino. I think it was him that I heard talking about
Yeah, but I think I've heard from a few
it.
that
Really? Wow, okay.
that they enjoyed it. Oh, I need
I mean, I'm, it's alcohol sure does make you more relaxed. But well, I've got here late. Tamusado just got here just on time. We just got this episode going with the intro. Yes, everybody. It is me, Kaitetsu speaking, and I'm joined by Tenho,
Hello, everyone.
Tamanosato,
Hello.
and Hitoki on the voice chat. As we have some sumo to talk about, we have lots of sumo to talk about because it is day eight, and it's been a very exciting tournament so far.
Yeah, first week was great. I'm kind
Oh
of
yeah,
disappointing
spoiler
for some
warning.
points,
Yeah, spoiler
but
warnings. Wee woo, wee woo, wee woo.
We have a soundboard for this, I think. Hold on. That
Do
voice surprised me. What a
we?
soundboard. Damn it, we don't have an why do we not have a
Oh,
horn sound effect, Tama?
we're gonna have
We're gonna have to make one, but
Yeah, this is the best that I can do. That's your
anyway.
spoiler warning. Anyway, so you have in one hand Gonoyama and Abi, who are just not there this time, just getting chewed up by everybody. 0-8, both of them. And on the other
Terrible, terrible.
hand, you have Hoshoryu with his best ever start. The
Yeah.
first man in Makuuchi to get his Kachikoshi, and the only one so far.
Yeah, and only three guys can potentially get it tomorrow. That's Takanosho, Shodai, and Onosato.
Yeah, it's
So the runner-ups are getting shorter and shorter by the day.
Very short, really, because I can
Yeah.
see Nob Dog wants to get that usual. I think he's gotten close like what, two or three times? I think a couple times at this point. And
I
I can
mean,
see that Nob Dog wanting a piece of the big sweet silver platter that is the Emperor's Cup.
Yeah, but can he do it? That's
I
the
don't think
thing.
so. On this day and
He's
age, not anymore.
yeah. He's Magashiwa 7. He's has only fought guys around his height. And the same goes for Shodai and Magashiwa 11. The guy won a Yusho and is a former Ozeki. He should be doing well.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised.
Let's see
those
who
two doing
they
well.
actually fought. Let me get
today.
Yeah, today.
Today Shodai fought Ura, who
Ura.
Was also 6-1, but
Okay.
now is 6-2. And Takanasho fought Churanomi,
Was
who is
five
at
and
5-3.
two. Yeah,
Yeah,
now it's
5-2
five and
now.
two now.
5 and
Yeah.
3.
Well, tomorrow Taka has a probably an easy match ish, because he has Midori Fuji tomorrow at 2-6. It does their head to head does lean to Midori, but you know, you never know. He might just be having not a great tournament.
Yeah, and
Takanosho.
I got Tobizaru, which should be a fun one.
Ooh, yeah, Tobizaru is somehow doing great. Like, he's fighting
Yeah.
very poorly, but he's doing pretty good overall.
Yeah, he's
I
fighting
think
weirdly.
Yes.
The biggest surprise this tournament for me so far has been Tomokaze.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
even
watched
today,
a couple.
When he lost,
yeah.
He fought really
he's,
good.
I believe, 5-3, and has of still, I think it's still been less ways since like 2021. He cannot move his right ankle.
Yeah, no, he
yeah.
cannot feel it. Like, he does not have feeling down there. He cannot move it, like, move his toes and stuff. And, like, this guy's just doing a 5-3. It's crazy. He's won against, like, Tobizaru and Hitoshi and Nishifuji and Meisei, of all people. Like, this guy is doing great.
Yeah. And even in his three losses, he was not looking bad.
No.
Like today against Yuren, he had a chance to win actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he lost on the long run because it was quite a long match for Sumo. But yeah, you know, he's doing good. He's getting there. I'm kind of glad to see him hanging out in Makuchi if he can do it.
Mm-hmm. No, totally. One, the funniest thing I am seeing so far in the Torikobi is Kirishima. This guy starts 4-0, like absolute blaze of glory, and then just
yeah.
lost 4 in a row. Like, that's such a Kirishima thing. That's such a Kirishima
thing. I hate him. I hate him so much. I honestly hate him so much. I saw the 4-0, and I was like, "He's back, baby!" And I'm getting a fist up my ass, if I can say that.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gonna go 7-8 or 8-7.
Probably.
If you go 7-8 and then just get demoted to Komasugi, watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can
it
see that.
Pisses me off.
Another thing that I'm quite surprised of. Hello, Ankaga!
Hello, Ankaga!
We are talking about Sweet Sweet Sumo.
So watch out for spoilers.
Yeah, I don't know if you have watched day 8.
Not 8.
I have not been able to keep up with the Basho this month.
So we are going to spoil you. Akuho is no longer fighting.
Fucker, I know.
Yeah.
Hokuseiho is Kyujo.
Yeah.
Who knows what's happening with him? Takakesho, Takakesho has just won Basukui Nange, his fourth Yusho. Who knows? Maybe this guy's finally back, guys. Is Takakesho finally gonna become Yokozuna? Who knows? Glad to have you back, mate. I mean, if you don't mind spoilers, we're going through the results.
No, I don't mind honestly, because I was gonna look up everything. I've been so distracted with some mud racing and stuff, and I've been helping out with getting the broadcast ready for November. So,
ooh, nice.
Yeah, so I haven't been able to give myself much time. It's kind of sad because I've been wanting to see how this month's been going. So
it's
yeah,
from
I'm,
the
I'm
first
look,
week,
I'm
it's been going fun. Great. It's been very fun. It's been really fun.
Yeah, and one
up
thing,
Fonseca right now. Ooh, that's good.
One thing I'm really happy to see is Wakamoto Haru winning.
Yeah, he's doing so good.
6-2.
Awesome.
I'm so happy.
6-2 is like really good.
So
he's doing even
yeah.
better than his brother, who's considered overall better. than him.
Yeah, Wakata Takake is not up to speed.
Honestly. No, like, he's struggling a lot.
Yeah,
like, he's only 5-3. Looking at
the win loss records from the Bontake, still,
yeah.
Honestly, just based on how I'm seeing the records. Got a really good, honestly, a really good Yusho race going on.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Yeah.
I mean, Hoshoru at 8-0, Onosato at 7-1, and I'm curious on who his loss was. I mean, Takanosho 7-1, Shodai actually deciding to show up. That's
Shodai deciding to show up is a very valid
so
statement.
So true.
Abi being Abi at Migashira 1 West. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's mm-hmm. a new surprise there.
Oh, you haven't seen his fights. You haven't seen his fights of him just going backwards. He just walking himself up, basically.
The thing is, with Abi,
my favorite, personally.
Yeah, no,
with Abi, he was either going all Kimboshi or 8 and 0 and 8.
Yeah.
Wow, it was one or the other.
I'm looking up the loss for Onosato, and he lost to Haku Oho.
Yeah, second time, baby. The guy's back. Wow. He has his elbow taped up again, unfortunately.
He fucked
this
up
is
his
your bi-monthly reminder that Haku Oho was nicknamed the Beast before his shoulder exploded.
Yep.
Right. I mean, still 5-3, even after partial recovery that he's had, that's still really impressive out of him. I mean, I don't know if have they said he's 100% or is he like more closer to like 80 or 85%?
No, he's closer to like really bad actually, like not close to 80.
Yeah, like pretty sure. Like if you count him at 75%, that's good. That's being like positive about it.
Yeah, and that's. I mean, even just where his condition's at, that's not bad, though, being 5-3, having a chance at Makikoshi. I mean, if I was, like, his state, like, being part of a stable masters, if I were them, if he can get to Kachikoshi, have him Kyujo the rest of the Basho, just to keep him getting state, just to keep help him with that recovery process.
Yeah, because I mean, it does like, sound like a...
Sure too.
Mm-mm-mm. It does sound like usual worth it, but they don't want him to pull out yet.
And the thing is, he got the harder schedule done. Yeah. You know, he got the Ozeki, got the 2 Yokozuna. Now it's more smooth sailing.
Yeah, the 2 Seki Mark as well.
Yeah, so now I guess he's going to see how it goes. And
because he's already gone up against both Yokozuna. He's gone up against the Ozeki.
Yeah. He gets the last Komosubi tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
he's gone up against all of the Sanyaku.
Yeah. So he got Takayasu and probably
Onishiki at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. Onishiki was doing good.
He's doing pretty alright. He started looking pretty meh.
Yeah. 2-2.
He woke up. Yeah, 2-2 was pretty tough. But like he woke
up. I was like, is it like the first time he really hits a ceiling?
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Good. And the
Kusano just being shit at this point. It's just like being 4-4 is not good look. I mean, it is tough. I mean, it's the joy.
Yeah.
It's not shit. I misspoke. I didn't want to say shit. Yeah. I meant to say he was not as he was fighting last time, which was really good.
Yeah.
Which was insane.
But when you look, he lost to Takanosho, who is co-runner-up at 7-1.
That's true.
Ura and Wakamoto Haru, who are 6-2.
That's true.
You know? And Ishiyamamoto, who is Ishiyamamoto.
Yeah, fair.
Don't ask.
I mean, their first meeting as well, Ishiyamamoto has been a long while in Sekitoryu, so he knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Ishiyamamoto can be like Abi, can really be tricky to fight, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And like, today...
It's surprising, though, seeing, like, when you look at the Bonzake from Migashira 1 to Migashira 5, there's a lot of Rikishi in there that are struggling, not including Haku Oho and Wakamoto Haru. I mean,
basically,
Abi, you got Abi already at Makikoshi, Ganayama at Makikoshi, Tamawashi at 3-5, Oho 4-4. I mean, the Tamafuji struggling, Despacho 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the joy is being chewed up by the Sanyaku, I feel like, because Aonishiki is 6-2, Kotosakura and Wakatakakage like 5-3, which is alright, but then Hoshori and Nodosato are just 7-1 and 8-0, like, it's just insane. It's just, they're both doing very well.
Yeah. They're really proving, you know, Yokozuna sumo. I'm glad to see that. And even today, Onosato, like, I would have called a mata on his fight with Iradomi. That Tachi looked off.
Yeah,
but then it was just a dad. Yeah, it was just a dad fighting his child.
Basically, honestly. Like, Iradomi just, went flying.
Yeah, you could see Onosato
like, as well. Oh, like. Yeah, but like Gunoyama, so Gunoyama had a goal. He did a very big impact on the guy, but he just did not move forward. He just couldn't. Onosato put him 30 centimeters off the ground and flew away.
And like, and Gunoyama is a big boy. He's not like a Midori Fuji size. He's like a good 350, 375 pound man. It just threw him like nothing. He's just so strong.
Yeah.
And Oshoryu being, you know, 8-0. I was not betting on that.
No.
Honestly.
Nobody was expecting Oshoryu 8-0.
Not even himself.
No.
But yeah, it's just
And not even glad. With like not doing that many throws. He did like 2 throws in all his One was a no, 3, right. Watanage, Ashitatenage, and Asukuinage. 5 non-throws and 3 throws. It's pretty good for Hoshoryu.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like sticking to the basics makes him win.
And he doesn't like sticking to the basics.
Weird. And he doesn't get injured.
Mm-hmm.
Coincidence? Probably.
Coincidence? Probably.
Damn it. No, but and also in other good news, and I have to say it because I know someone here will be really happy. Oshoumi, 6-2 at Junior 1.
Oh, my voice so good. This that Tsukidashi versus Mita today was brutal. I wouldn't be on Mita's shoes, but it was so good. He didn't let Mita get close at all, not do anything. He was patient, and he just did it, and it was creme de la creme.
I was so happy, because honestly, Giulio, apart from the three guys from Takasagobeya, Asatoyama, Asasuryu, and Asakuryu, I don't really care about the other guys, but those three, and Oshoumi. And Oshoumi doing just so good. I'm so happy. I hope he can make it.
Yeah,
Mita for sure is gonna get promoted next for next Basho in the top division. Yeah. That will be fun.
Oshoumi has nowhere to go other than Makuuchi as well because he's J1 West. But the way that he's fighting now, if he doesn't get injured, I am crossing my fingers so much. He will be Makuuchi next time, I believe, and that will be so good.
Just 2 more in like 6 days.
Yeah, it's
you can probably do it.
Probably gonna do it. I mean, I'm looking now. I haven't been following Juryo at all, but I'm seeing Kotokuzan once again just being a beast. Like he found himself again. Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's so weird. That's honestly so weird. And he's fighting straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
He's going and he's really fighting well.
Yeah, which and is surprising. Juryo, I didn't expect that.
In Juryo, the one thing I'm most surprised is Koto Eho.
Yeah.
He's only 2 wins. You know, 2 wins, 6 losses. He's struggling. And I don't know. I haven't heard any injuries on his part. Nothing. But
I haven't heard much.
Struggling himself.
Yeah.
So
I
don't know what's going on.
I don't know if he was because he was overpromoted for Makuuchi and just lost himself a bit and has to like regroup at some point and find what works again for him because it's just not good look, man.
Yeah, he's struggling. The only guy more struggling is Miyano Kaze,
which
is like 1-7.
And Tsurugisho, but Tsurugisho, you know,
I mean, yeah, it's
the guy doesn't have a knee, basically, so.
Yeah, the guy is pretty much done for, I guess, at this point.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
I'm not going to call for Intai, because I've been calling on Intais for the whole year, and nobody has Intai'd.
And the only Intai that has happened, I wasn't expecting, came out of not nowhere for me, because I just didn't pay attention. Mitoryu has retired.
Yeah, I heard that like this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't see coming. That I did not call, and it happened. So yeah.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize he was demoted to Makushita for the first time in a while this tournament.
Yeah,
so it was like, oh, that makes sense. But last I had heard, he was out with like not good, but like it's manageable. Like he was, I think, was hemorrhoids, I think.
Yeah.
So that's not like Intai. I wouldn't expect that to be Intai, but I guess he was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Well, yeah, when you see how he's been doing, you know, just hanging around and not doing so well, you know, I guess he did not have the fire in him to keep fighting.
Yeah.
Just couldn't be as great as his two compatriots, Ichinojo and Tedono Fuji, I guess.
Yeah, it's that trio that went to Johoku High School. They all retired now. Crazy.
They're all gone. When you think about it,
Well, but this is the tournament also of the three guys of Hoshoryu, Oshoma, and Asahakuryu, because Asahakuryu came with them in the plane as well.
Yeah.
So he's doing good. He lost today to Kotokuzan, who is doing even better. But he's 6-2, and I suppose he can make Makuchi eventually.
Oh, he will. He's fighting super well.
Oh, I haven't
honestly
watched much of him.
I wake up especially just to watch him and Asano.
Nice.
And then I go back to sleep for the rest of like the middle of Judo.
Mm-hmm.
And I wake up for Oshomi, and then I stay awake.
Yeah.
Kyokukai is a bit disappointing.
It is disappointing. I don't know what's going on.
He just cannot seem to win. He's not fighting poorly, but he's getting overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You know,
and also Nishinoryu. Asasuiryu, you were going to say?
Yeah. I was going to say Asasuiryu is also doing like middling, but that's more like what I was expecting.
He just got to the side. Like, he's small, he's just been a year in sumo, it makes sense.
Yeah.
And also, like, Nishinoryu, I'm more surprised. I thought that finally getting to Makuchi would kind of, not Makuchi, to Juryo would kind of, you know, get him going. But he's struggling to find his feet there.
And he started well.
He did.
But at the end, I guess the stamina is not there yet.
Not there yet, yeah. No, the stamina is tough.
Yeah. But we'll see. Maybe he can still get that Kachikoshi. It's not over until it's over.
Maybe. We hope. Well,
I like the guy.
Yeah, well, in due time. Then you have, let's see the race in Makushita.
That's
the Eidai? Who the hell is that?
I have no idea.
That's how you know someone isn't well known in the sumo scene.
No, that's Sandame. That's Sandame. Scratch that. It's fine. but Imakushita, Kitano Waka got his Kachikoshi yesterday.
Yeah.
Kotokenryu, the Mongolian of Sadogatake, he's doing
that's
great.
Cool.
Shimazumi, the fallen man from Hanaregomu, is coming back, climbing back again.
Wasn't he the same rookie class as Onosato?
Shimazumi, no. Shimazumi is from 2012.
Shimazumi?
No, Shimizumi. Yeah. Shimizumi is another guy. Shimazumi, he was in the top division a while back until fucking up his knee.
Yeah.
And then you have Ikarigata, Fujinokawa's brother, also 4-0. Tokuno Musashi! Oh my god, that's so cool!
Yeah.
Yeah, Tokuno Musashi, the highest ranked man in Musashigawa at the moment, I believe.
Yeah. Well, usually he is.
Yeah, well, usually. Daiyusho, who is from Oitekaze, but I really never paid much attention to him before.
You got a baby face.
I don't know. I've never actually registered him fighting in my brain, so...
I just check his page. And, and also Tokuno Musashi and him are fighting tomorrow.
Ooh, so that's gonna take out one of them. And then you have Bushozen as well, another ex-Sekitori coming back.
We have a Bushozen sighting, everyone!
Ooh, the volleyball! Hey, the roundness, another round guy. And then Ara Takayama. Whoever this is, he's doing great.
We're also fighting each other tomorrow.
Okay, let's see the Torikumi, because yeah, Shimazumi is fighting Ikarigata. Okay. Kotokenryu is fighting Kitanowaka.
Yeah.
And Tokuno Musashi Daiyusho. So they're cutting it in half. They're cutting the leading group in half.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. That's and glorious. Also, my man Kazuto is doing well.
Nice.
Doing well. 3-1. You know, my man.
What's happened to you?
Tenrose 2-2-ish. I mean,
are you gonna start 2-0 and then lose two straight matches to fucking Higo no Umi and Dai Masakari?
Yeah, not doing great, but not doing even worse. Is Hikaru Musashi 1-3?
Relatives of the former Yokozuna are not doing
He lost to Shoren, he lost to Chiyotayo, and Yutakasho, whoever those guys are. So I've not heard of Shoren before. He's a young lad from Hanarekoma, but that's about it.
If you guys remember Shimano Umi, not Shimazumi, Shimano Umi, he got his Makekoshi today, going 0-4.
Yikes.
So I guess that's more and more smelling like the end.
Yeah.
I've just been calling it for a year, but one day I will be
right. One day you'll get it right. One day.
He will retire.
Like, he's retiring. You're like, he's retiring now. Okay, he'll retire now.
Any moment. Any moment.
Right, when the hell is he going to retire? God dang it.
And then we see next Dojo Download, day 15. We've seen the recording. There's Tamano Sato just pushing Shimano Umi down the stairs.
We'll be like, well,
going to retire.
He's like, well, we know what happened to Shimano Umi, and no one's going to say it, but we know who the real culprit is.
I'm just like waiting by the phone so the PM ring, it is done.
Yeah, it's like we see that message on the IRL spoilers, we're like, oh boy. And then we look on the
hiding in Tokyo. Police are searching for a Frenchman with a mustache. Apparently he violated some people in the Kokugikan. Nobody knows why. Looking for him now, man.
All we heard is that apparently he's been saying that Shimano Umi should have retired years ago.
That's the motive, maybe.
That might be his motive.
And honestly, with all my strength, I'm not sure I could push him down.
Probably not. I think nobody, even the injured Rikishi, if we tried to push them, we couldn't move them an inch.
Yeah, so I'm strong, not that strong.
I trust you. But well, I think this is a good time to do our champ picks for season 10. Well, 11 or 10. No, 10 of our 10, competition. 10, 10. Yeah. So who won last time?
It was
Tamano Sato. Congratulations. Yep.
How dare Takeyasu get double-digit wins to fuck me out of a championship?
I am gonna.
I wanted to have a special prize when I was doing well, but no, I had to get ruined again.
Well, we have. Tamanosaru was in first, Asanosaru in second, Kamahiko in third, Kaitetsu, me in fourth, Kunosaki in fifth, Genbu in sixth, and Inkaga, Komamidori, and Shitayama not participating, so I guess. Inkaga, you can start, I guess, with your champ.
Okay, well, you gotta give me a second here, because I'm trying to decide. I gotta look at the bonds, okay? Anyways, I haven't had a chance.
So. Yeah, it's gonna be back to R2Y only. We decided that in real life, wrestlers doesn't make it as
fun. People show you!
It was too easy for you guys. Well, let's see. I'm trying to remember how the last bunch of went.
Also, since I'm a senior Gilgi, if you pick my picks, I'm banning you. Just saying.
you pick Tom Asada's champ as your chump, you just get timed out for 3 years.
You're gone.
That's for Thomas.
What are the rules of Yokozuna and Ozeki again? What are the rules that we had for Yokozuna and Ozeki? No Yokozuna, but yes Ozeki, or?
No also, Yokozuna or Ozeki.
Or Ozeki, yeah, so Sekiwaken below. Is Shitayama here? Yes, hello, welcome, welcome. We are doing the pick now. You will be next after Inkaga.
I'll make Genbu laugh. I'll make Genbu laugh since he's struggled last boss show. I think Genbu's gonna have a better run this time around. So I'm picking Genbu.
Okay.
As my champ.
Mm-hmm. So Genbu is champ.
So Genbu, if you're watching this, you better not mess me up this time.
Cool. Then we move to Shitayama. You can write on chat if you like who's gonna be your pick of champ. Remember, Sekiwaken below, we're not doing Yokozuna or Ozeki. But there's only two people anyway, so it's fine. It's more exciting down here anyway.
We need more Ozeki. If only people weren't so bad at this.
Oopsie daisy.
Good.
Shitayama is not on season 10. I'm gonna write his name at the bottom. Shitayama. Am I blind? No. Shitayama is not there.
Oh, right.
I put him in the thing. Cool.
Anonymous chipmunk, huh?
Grab Dice's Shoryu.
Dice Shoryu as champ. Cool.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, it's a good pick. Next, Genbu. Genbu is Kyujo from the podcast for a while. Therefore, it will be Kuno Usagi, who is also not here. Let me ping them and see if they want to show up. At Kuno Usagi, wanna pick him? No? Bad because if not, that we can just move on. I guess, or should we wait like some minutes?
Could move on for
now. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, then it was gonna be me. As a champ, I really haven't thought about it. I'm gonna go with Akai Tenzan. Tenzan.
That can be a double-edged sword.
I trust the Gyojis. I trust the Gyojis.
Like we know what we're doing.
Yes. You should.
Still don't know how to play this game. Let's be honest with ourselves.
Cool. After me, it's gonna be Kamahiko, but they're also not here. So we move on to Asano Sato.
Who do I want to go with this year? This season.
Well, Asano Sato, no, Tenho. I'm gonna change on the sheet as well.
Someone stole Itoki's pick.
Oops. Who was it, Hitoki? Was it Gaga? Was it Mika?
Hey,
was it
Shida? Hey, no, you know no one's gonna pick Genbu. Come on. I mean,
nope, that's our title, everyone. That's our title. No
one's gonna pick Genbu.
Yeah, there you go, okay. Oh my gosh.
It was Shida. Shida got, I assure you. Hitoki.
Gotta be quicker. You can pick Daisa Shoryu as a chump.
As a chump.
Out of spite for Shitayama, you can do this.
I did that one season and Daisa promptly went 10-5.
Yeah, and that was my first win, I think.
For my champ, I'm gonna go Yoshi.
Ooh. Yoshinochin.
That's a good pick.
Good pick. I just realized Hitoki wasn't there last battle, so it's gonna be a new participant in the thing.
New rookie.
Whoop. Okay, welcome. But first we gotta do Tamano Sato. Who's gonna be your pick for champ?
Tenho stole my pick, so he's banned. But
still each other's picks. Gosh,
I'm gonna be smart. I'm gonna take Inazaru.
Inazaru. I was thinking about it too, but I was like, I'm not gonna pry with the Tanyaku curse. But yeah, that is very smart.
I will.
That entire time I was sitting here like, who is Tama gonna gun for? It's probably gonna be someone with like a high base die. And I was like, he's probably just gonna go for the fucking Yusho winner. So.
Oh yeah. With the momentum that Yoshinoshi will have. Just insane.
It is a great pick. Well,
but
Hitoki, it's your pick now. What? I forgot to tag Kuma Midori. So start thinking, Hitoki, on what you want, and then you can write on the chat.
And the good thing with Inazaru as my champ, either he does well and gets me points, or he does poorly, and I can shun him for it. You know, it's a win-win
situation. Ammunition either way.
Yeah. It's Inazaru weekend.
Yes, we can. If it's a high Gyoji, we can, you know, it's more fun that way.
Yeah. Especially Inazaru and me. We have a lot of history.
You guys have beef.
there's a whole herd.
Some kind of beef with both of them.
It's not just beef, it's a complete herd of buffalo.
Oh gosh, here we go.
So Hitoki, any picks?
Itoyuki Takado. Is going with Takado.
Takado. Nice. Cool. We have everyone so far. Everybody that is here has picked. Now, in reverse order, Hitoki, who's going to be your chump? Oshi's alive.
Oh, boy.
Hitoki, now is your chump. Who do you think is going to do poorly this tournament? And if you say Kaitetsu, I am going to be very sad. I cannot bet anybody. I'll just cry in the shower and it will be Baga.
What?
Wait, what?
Bullying of the Gyojis.
Okay, I thought he said Inkaga for a second. I'd be like, sure.
No, the other one. The person that doesn't have your first syllable.
That's why. Okay.
Cool. After Hitoki, Tamano Sato, who's going to be your chump?
Let me check something for a second, and I will just make sure that I'm not stupid.
Remember, we can't take Koizumi. They finally retired.
Unfortunately.
I'm gonna take Maizuru.
Maizuru. Maizuru. Cool. Next, Tenho. Who's gonna be crap this tournament?
Let me just check something, because I actually don't know what their base die is.
No, boy.
They don't know we have these many sweats in Champ Chump, but fair.
I feel bad for my stablemates, so I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go with Aoyama.
I was going to pick them. Dang.
Aoyama or Tenho. Well, next is... Who's next? Is it me? I think it is me, right? Yeah, it's me. Asansaro Kamahiko Kaitetsu. Cool. For myself, I am going to pick... Nishikimori. No. Okay. I'm gonna go with Kuroneko.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I'll just pick one. Also, I think Rikyoi is miswritten on the Banzuke Tamanosaru. Shame on you. It's Rikoi, but I think isn't it supposed to be Rikyoi?
I never make mistakes.
Rikoil.
Rikoil.
For fuck's sake. No mistakes. I don't know what you're talking about. Oops. Fucked up.
Next.
Where do you say mistake? It's written. Fuck, it's not.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't say mistake. Now there's an extra space for some reason in the M16 line.
Your band.
After me, it's gonna be Notkono Sage, Nogembo, fuck. Let's do the reverse. Gonna be.
It's Shitayama.
Sorry. Okay. Shitayama. What do you go for?
I'm gonna pick Kanikama.
Kanikama.
Yes, no one took my pick. Yes.
Ooh,
I noticed how a lot of the chumps are Yotsu users, and I'm very sad about this.
And Kaga, you have to pick yourself.
For the fuck old. No.
For the lows.
For the lows.
You can't.
Well, if that ends up being the case, then I'd be purposely losing and doing everything I can to purposely lose.
And that's simply against the game, you know? He would just naturally lose.
But no, I'm going to pick Bambuko.
Bambuko Chagama.
Because he's the one I was looking at. I was surprised no one chose him.
Why?
Is he so high?
Probably low base guy at a higher rank.
I see. Well, yeah, I'm not a sweat, so I didn't look at his stats.
Yeah, low base guy, but he's also been jumping up and down a lot. He's been back and forth between Jerryo, so he's kind of like me.
I see. Well, we'll...
Yoshinoshi nods in approval.
I don't think
who doesn't drop down to Jerryo and come back up.
Oh man. Well, I don't think the other peeps are showing up. But well, we have a full week of sumo ahead. Does anybody have like any wants from this coming weeks of sumo? What you guys are expecting to happen?
I hope no Kimboshi from Oshoryu.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be good. Anything if it can go 15-0, that would be amazing. I want to see a 13-1 versus 14-0. You know, Onosato versus Oshoryu on day 15. That would be amazing.
Onosato would lose that by Kubinage.
yeah, and it would be amazing also. But yeah, so many things. If Tamawashi can get a Kachikoshi. Insane.
That would be crazy.
That would be insane. That it's completely out of reach, I guess. 3 and 5, but still, it's doable. The man is 105.
He is Koizumi's age and still fighting.
Yeah.
My want is Wakataka Kage to like get a win streak, get like over 10 wins at the end, and just like. Just be that Ozeki. You know, he's not going to be Ozeki for long, I don't think, either way. Even if he gets Ozeki. But if he gets it, I think it would be great. It would be awesome.
He needs 11. That's doable.
It is doable.
I'm rooting for him.
Nice. We can do the the thing from Dragon Ball. We put all our energy in one massive ball and we give it to him. So his knee doesn't give out.
We're gonna give Wakata Kage a massive ball.
That's... of energy, yes.
I just want Asanoyama to be healthy at the end of the tournament.
He's doing it so far. He's looking okay.
I don't care if he wins or loses. I think he's going to get at least 10 wins, but I just want him to be healthy. That's all.
That's a good one. That's an exciting one. Yeah, I mean, Asanoyama so back to Makuuchi would be crazy.
Yeah, if you guys don't watch Judo, the Doyo Iri for Judo, Asanoyama gets a massive pop.
Nice.
Like, bigger than most Maegashira wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. The people are happy to see
him. The people like him.
Yeah, and what's not to like about him? He's just a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Totally. No, it's going to be really exciting. The worst thing about sumo is you got to wait all those days to see the final result, but it's what makes it so special.
Yeah.
It's going to be such an exciting week.
Yeah, and like already a week has happened.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like...
and next Sunday it's over and we wait for a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they will do the thing in October
in London, right? Yes, they will, and I will be there.
You will be there? Oh,
I will be there. I will be there. I don't know if anybody else is coming. I think somebody messaged me. I forgot who it was. But they will be there a day before I get to London, so I won't be able to meet. I think it was a Dice?
I think that's how Shoryu goes. He goes to London and Paris.
Nice.
I can only go to Paris. I cannot go to London. I wish I could.
I mean, I cannot justify to my supervisor going to letting me be off the lab for a few days just to go to Paris next year. I mean, well, next year is in, well, is it late? Because I might be unemployed, so I might be able to go.
Well, let me check.
Well, what time of year is Paris 2026?
It's the 13th and 14th of June 2026.
June! Oh, that is interesting. Yeah. That is interesting. It's going to be warm, but it's going to be interesting.
I mean, June, it's not... I mean, it's Paris. Crazy. It's not crazy.
Not crazy, but it's warm, you know? I'm thinking, like, being in a stadium, watching a bunch of sweaty men do exercise, you know, it's going to be exciting. But yeah, no, October's gonna be chilly down in London. It's gonna be
I wish I could have gone, honestly.
I mean, it would have been great, but you know, it is what it is. I'll take one. I'm thinking of renting a nice camera to take nice pictures.
Ooh.
Yeah, like nice zoom in pictures, not just my phone. But I'll see how much that costs, because it might be way too much.
Because I think Inazuma and a lot of guys are from the UK, so they might...
Yeah, a lot of guys, I think, are going too, but I think everybody... Because it's like, it's 5 days, I think, so a lot of people are just going other days.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Paris is just 2 days.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Hopefully, I mean, it's unfortunate it's only 2 days. Is it really? I thought it was more, like...
Yeah, it's only 2 days. I booked both days.
Nice.
I went crazy.
But well, we are getting close to that 1 hour mark, and I think it's time for me to go and have dinner because I am starving. I have been your host, Kaitetsu, and I've been joined by Tenho, by Taman Saru.
Bye-bye.
By Hitoki in the chat. By a late Enkaga.
See you.
And by Shitayama.
Bye.
And we'll see you next week after day 15, where we might be all like, we just couldn't wait for Hoshiro to get injured, couldn't we? So I'll see you next week, everybody. Goodbye.